code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. It's September the 7th, 2007. For new listeners, please check in to cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwatsonsentinel.eu for lots of free downloads on many, many talks that I've done on history and the system that we live in, how we got here, where it's going, and how we're basically controlled in this matrix-type system, a system that gives us culture, a system that alters the culture so gradually and so easily, according to sciences which are well understood at the top, that those who live through the changes don't even notice. 2,300 years ago, Plato talked about how literally right could be made wrong, and everything turned upside down within one generation if the proper techniques were applied. And the generation who lived through the changes would be the last ones to notice, because people adapt so quickly. We adapt our whole lives long to the system as it's guided along. It doesn't happen by chance, because it's run like a big business, and businesses literally project their profits and their takeovers and where they want to be 100 years at least down the road in the future. That's how they plan huge international corporate business. And we are the last to know. We are just the generations that live through the big agenda, an agenda that many have written about from the top, spokesmen for the people at the top, like Aldous Huxley in Brave New World, written in such a way as to in some way intrigue you, making it almost exciting for certain types of freedoms to be given, especially with the sexual freedom and all that kind of stuff, and pills that would make you happy for any kind of mood that you'd want to be in. But on the other hand, you'd be purpose-bred. You'd have no real identification of your own, no personality type as such. You would be programmed from before you were born. You'd be put together genetically. And sure enough, now Britain has passed a law, amongst other countries, to start looking for defective genes so that couples can have them all removed before they unite. That was always really the goal, to create a new type of human, a more servile human, a human who wouldn't complain so much about their circumstances or their long drudgery in their work hours. That was always the plan. All they had to do at the top was make it seem almost natural. And that's the key to it. When we float through and watch the changes that come our way, we think they're natural developments from the last phase to the next phase to the next phase. But that's called predictive programming at the top. And fiction is the main method used to make it exciting and to make us think that way. Check into the Tavistock Institutes in London for this technique and how it's used. I'll be back after these following messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before the break there, I was talking about how they're now going to enhance humanity. The term enhancement was first used in the Star Trek series. That was to get us familiarized with the whole idea of genetic tampering and improvement, of course. It's all done in the name of improvement. And they gave you on the space station, the last of the series I think they had in the Star Trek, they all lived in the space station, the doctor was the only genetically enhanced person on ship, and he was the most intelligent, of course, the brightest character who figured all the problems and solved them so well. And that's how they get you hooked on the idea of improvement and giving themselves really the authority to do so. And that's what it's all about in the end. You must take the bait, go for it, only to find out a whole bunch of rules spring up as time passes until it's mandatory that this be done so they can get rid of all the defective people, you know, everyone with allergies and asthma and all those ones deemed, you know, not good workers. They have time off work due to medical problems. They're not good producers. producers. And that's really what it's all about. We're supposed to walk in, as always, when they put out their hand to help us, with the Red Cross stuck in front of them, the old Templar badge. And that's why the Red Cross, by the way, can cross battlefields and get away with it. It's a high Masonic organization that now has the backing of the United Nations to handle all the cash from charities. High Masonic. But anyway, we always fall for the same mousetrap because we're all terrified of sickness and death and all the rest of it. And so this kind of approach works so well with humans. But the real intent, as I say, is to give themselves authority after a generation has passed away, and it becomes not a service anymore, but an actual authority. It will guide your life. It will have rules and regulations backed up by governmental laws so that you can't simply pick a mate and breed an offspring. It has to be altered and tampered. And they will decide what are defective genes. They'll also go into the history and the genealogies of both potential parents and to see if there's any particular personality types they don't like. And they'll simply remove those genes and replace them with ones they do like, people who are more politically correct. This can be done now because the stuff we get in the regular media regarding science is always obsolete. There are three levels of science coexisting at any time on any one particular area. And what we see in the papers is the bottom level. Who do research? They search all over again, the searching having been done before by the guys above them. Same with Dolly the sheep. A Dolly is a carrier, according to the Masonic tradition, a carrier of specific genes, so they called it Dolly the sheep. A representative of the public, by the way, the sheep, the sheeple. And they told us at the bottom level, of course, that Dolly has all these problems and bronchial problems and prone to bronchitis, etc. But at the top level, where the searching was already done long beforehand, that was all cleared up. They even have genetic tampering or enhancement in India, of all places, for some of the wealthiest people in the world, and have had that there for over 12 years. They are removing certain genes. They are ordering a certain type of child, a certain type of height, color of eyes, etc. That's already happening, folks. And that's all very well for those wealthy elite. They can decide what they want. For the masses, when they go into this, you'll find is to alter you to be better servants. Remade, reshaping humanity, or as they say in the high Masonic tradition, perfecting all that was left imperfect in nature. Meaning all of us, you see. Under their Darwinian type theories, most people have junk genes. We are the junk, you see. If we weren't the junk genes, we'd be at the top. You know, we're the prime genes. And all those who haven't made it to the top through cunning and aggression and applied aggression with cunning, craftily, if you haven't made it that way, then you're a failure. And therefore your genes are a failure, the junk genes, because they believe that evolution has taken its course and all those top families that have held on to wealth and power over the last couple of hundred years are the only ones worthy of maintaining it for the next few thousand years. The rest have all to be altered and perfected to serve an efficient world government in a very efficient manner. That's where it's all leading us to. And they must make it exciting through science fiction and movies and give you the big lie that it's going to help you. And the children actually want to have all these superpowers and muscles that the steroid men have presented over the years, starting with the Hulk and then Schwarzenegger. Stuff that, muscles that you can't build by pure exercise and good diets. It's all to do with artificial enhancement. And artificial is the key. Once you swallow that, it's much easier for them to push the next step and get you to want them, in fact. They want to want the drugs, to want the hormonal treatments. Rebuilding man through science, you see, that's what it's all about. And when you think about it, the pharmacological industry is based on all of this. They've been tampering with their hormones since birth, because Charles Galt and Darwin in the next million years said they'd have to target the hormones in both males and females to reduce the world's population in his book, Next Million Years, written in the 1950s. And he wasn't a simple little guy off the street. He was a descendant of Charles Darwin, and he himself was a physicist, a nuclear physicist, I believe, in Britain, belonging to very old and wealthy families. He spoke on behalf of those families. And they don't make wish lists, they draw up plans, and they make it happen. And that's why the sperm count is announced very casually every year with all the different statistics that's churned out by the United Nations. The sperm count in average male in the West is down by 75% of what it was in 1950s level. And they don't mention crisis, which it would be if it was unplanned. It's not mentioned because it was planned. That's the obvious answer. We also find the rates of cancers skyrocketing because of all the stuff that's been inoculated into you. The polio vaccine had so many cancer-causing viruses in it that it surprised. In a real world, they've been banned, you see, at the beginning before it even started. But this is not a real world. This is a manufactured world. It's a manufactured reality. And the intent was to bring us all down gradually. Places like Africa were to be hit fast and heavily because no one would speak up for them dying off. But the West was to be disabled gradually. People who are very sick with Epstein-Barr virus or all the other names that they call chronic fatigue, etc., become ineligible for good marriage partners, good mates, and therefore it helps them not to breed. This was all discussed at meetings long ago on how to bring down the West. And if you think I'm kidding, look into the big scam, the United Nations, you know, our wonderful benefactor that only cares about children and UNESCO and so on. Look at all the free vaccines they gave out to people in India and Africa under the claim that it was for tetanus, it would prevent tetanus, but for women only for women. And millions of women ended up being sterilized because that was its function, because they tacked on a particular little bacterium that was cultured in laboratories that piggybacked on hormones straight to the ovaries and caused massive fibrosis and basically sterilized the women. This is admitted to. Why would you ever trust them on anything? And if you do, shame on you. Shame on you. We are run by many, many fronts in this world. There are thousands of fronts, in fact, all pretending to be something or to be there to do something for you. But they're fronting for one single system. And it's a totalitarian system in its makeup. It decides on how much freedom you will have. And really, you think you're free until you try to wake up and cross certain lines. You'll find people arriving on your doorstep you never knew existed before. You're only free when you're under the illusions of freedom, when you believe the propaganda. How free are you when you get sick or you lose your job and the bailiff comes knocking at your door to take your house away? And wherever you go from there, the street or elsewhere, is your problem. The children's aid, of course, will come in to take the children away from you. They don't want children and orphans walking around the streets. That would look bad. We might catch on. So they have organizations there which have ulterior purposes than the ones that you're trained to believe they have. Pretty well everything in the system is a great big illusion, because all these organizations are there to serve one purpose, and that's to create more illusion so that you believe in it. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, across the US and Canada simultaneously, psychiatric hospitals just closed down. The funding was suddenly stopped through governmental action. And thousands of people were thrown off into the streets, where many of them died in the colder climates like Canada. And no one really cared. I'll be back after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt here with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about some of the illusions that are pulled over our eyes and how we're taught to accept the world as it's presented to us from a very early age. The trick, of course, of naming an animal or beast or a creature is put into the old rule book, the Old Testament. That's what it means, where Adam was allowed to name the creatures, because, you see, in the ancient Middle East, if you had the name of a creature, you controlled the creature. Same with a god, a deity, or a genie. Same idea. And therefore, we're all given names, and you'll find that in all official forms that you're given. They ask for your given name. They'll ask for that in the court system as well. What is your given name? Even though if you read on in that book, only you and your deity knows your real name. In other words, it's up for you to choose it, because if you give it away to others, they have power over you. You're now a corporate entity, and they speak your name and they own you. It all goes back to the ancient times of the Middle East. Still used today, and it's the greatest con ever committed. Because technically you can call yourself whatever you want to be called, and why not if you're a sovereign entity? I've been called lots of things in my life, and I don't mind any of them. But anyway, getting back to what I'm talking about, most folk literally accept the world as it's presented to them. They don't question the power structures around them, even in their local areas. They go through the changes, world changes, without really questioning at all, in fact. Just like China, being the mass producer for the planet, using the same factories, the same corporations that used to be based in your countries, corporations that you had built up because they all got bailouts every so often from your tax money, you see. Did you know that under the GATT Treaty that sent them all off to China, you, the taxpayer of North America, guaranteed not only the paying for the shipment of those factories over and the building of factories in China for those corporations, but you also guaranteed that you'd pay all losses until they got up and producing and making a profit. Wasn't that nice of you? I'm sure your local politician consulted you on that. See, that's what we're here for. We are economic units. We are the mass man. We are in the age of totality, total war, total economy, total everything. They don't tolerate you as an individual. You have a purpose, and that's to serve the world state. Go into the writings of Cecil Rhodes, who was a front man sent out from Oxford University, where this big scheme, the last part of this scheme, was hatched. And Dean Ruskin, his mentor, who talked about world governments and how Britain would initially spearhead the project to bring the world together under free trade, simply reiterating what John Dee had said centuries before him in London. And Cecil Rhodes' job, his part of the job, was to go off to mainly Africa and claim all the diamonds and golds and so on for his masters. The world's resources, that's what they were after. But it didn't stop at Rhodes. The United States had their own boys doing the same thing because it all belonged to the same club. And it was understood, you see, by Cecil Rhodes and many of the other coterie around him that eventually Britain would have to give the power over or pass the torch, as they called it themselves, to the United States because they'd have more manpower and a bigger tax base to fight all the wars they'd have to go through to bring a global system together, especially the global system which they had planned. Dean Ruskin was given a high chair at Oxford University, and as I say, he was the mentor, not only for Rhodes, but for other ones too. The whole Lord Milner campaign, the Round Table Society that merged with the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, it became the nucleus for the United Nations, but prior to that, it became the nucleus for the League of Nations during World War I. That's what it's all about, long-term planning. And we little guys at the bottom, you see, we're taught to be impatient, to want things quickly. Therefore, we can imagine people working centuries ahead. It's just like when they brought people into the Americas. And they knew, the big bankers knew, and the government, they knew that you would clear the land, you would do all the hard work, you'd create real estate out of basically hard, heavy bush and swamps and so on. And they knew that two or three generations down the road, when you'd created all this, they could take it from you through government legislation, taxation, etc. That's how it works. That's how it works. And they knew at the top, they could pass all of that on to their grandchildren after they'd taken it all off you again. They wrote about this in the 1800s. They wrote about this in the 1900s. And they're still writing about it today in books which gather dust in the libraries and no one wants to read. It's not thrilling. They're not terribly sexy. And there's not much real violence except for a few wars here and there. But back after these following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys.
Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just dispelling some of the illusions that have been cast over us since birth. Before I get sidetracked here, I'd like to mention that you look into a website called ParallelNormal.com. Parallel Normal is run by Mark Bard, who is a professional reporter. I think he works with the Boston Globe as well, but he has put his own website up, and Mark is one of the few reporters that tries to get through to the public things that are really happening. He doesn't cover it, doesn't smear it, he doesn't dress it up so that you'll pass by it without a glance. He'll tell you what's happening. And in this particular issue on ParallelNormal.com, he's got September the 7th, 2007, CITO, a new global police force. And there's a picture beneath that of, it says, John Edwards wants a one-world anti-terrorism agency preaching the gospel of globalism. U.S. presidential candidate John Edwards today told an audience at Pace University in New York that he wants to create a global police force to chase after terrorists. Now, he wants, of course, he's a front man for it. None of these guys decide these things by themselves. That's impossible in this day and age, you see. He's calling it the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Treaty Organization, or CITO. Under CITO, international intelligence and national security teams will launch targeted missions to root out and shut down terrorist cells, Edwards says. Sovereign nations that resist CITO will be met with force. In other words, they'll go to war. Sovereign nations that resist will be met with force. Those nations who refuse to join, in other words, if you don't join the gang, will be called out before the world, Edwards said. They call them rogue nations, nations that don't want to join the big empire, the world empire. You'll notice in the Star Trek episodes, you know, anyone who wouldn't join this free trade of space was always a bad guy and nasty and looked really nasty people, ugly-looking characters. Well, it's the same demonization that's going to be used for anyone who doesn't want to go into the big world gang. So Mr. John Edwards is preaching for this One World Anti-Terrorism Agency, which is just another huge arm of terror, because they will create terror as they send the stormtroopers in. And remember, folks, when anything's put on the books, they give you a reason. And there's always a good reason or plausible reason, but there's always the real reason, which you're never told about at the time. Because anything, as you maybe have noticed in your lifetime, under law, the wording under law can expand to include anything at all, anything they wish it to be, in fact. They're already trying to get male terrorists out, people who put out their little blog spots, etc., on the internet, classed as terrorists. I'm sure I'm a verbal terrorist. I say what I think, and that's a no-no in this day and age. I'm not a team player, you see. Do you wonder where that team player stuff all came from? All that training exercise throughout the corporate world, it was all borrowed from the military. That's where it came from. And they thought they'd bring it into the corporate world to train the citizenry to be team players, and eventually all the corporations merge and you become one big team. And that's how everything is done. Everything works in tandem, bringing us all to the same ending. Nothing happens by chance in this system. They created the New Age movement to get everybody thinking as one. We're all one. We are the world. We are the children, sung by adults. Well, if adults want to be children, you'll be treated like children. And that's the message behind that one. So John Edwards is on the picture. You see his photograph there, talking to a bunch of people, trying to do his swinging little satanic sign, his Masonic sign to the crowd with the two horns, and being very, very trendy in doing so, and wearing jeans too. So it's mainly a student audience he's obviously preaching to. These guys are chameleons. They dress for the occasion, and they please the particular mob they're addressing by trying to look like them and even use their languaging. They have specialists for their speeches that concentrate on students and their trendy words. They have other script writers who write their scripts for those that they meet at the Hilton Hotel. That's how it's done. Chameleons, actors, really. And if you go into the history of psychopathy, you'll find that under Henderson and Gillespie's textbooks from the 70s, the studies they'd done on psychopathy show, and they actually classified them as such, that actors and politicians came under a particular degree of psychopathy. They both had attention-seeking personalities and could not handle frustration, very intolerant little prima donnas. They couldn't get their way, but they were very good actors. You should check into it and you'll find out why people gravitate towards certain positions. There's always a reason. Always a reason. Whether it's police or anything else, there's a reason people go to those particular kinds of jobs. As I say, Mark Bard, the reporter, who puts out his own website, this one, parallelnormal.com, is taking a risk by doing so, I'm sure. As anyone else will, if they come out and try to tell the public what is actually happening. It's not so much trying to tell the public, it's trying to stimulate them to think and understand what they're reading. and give some kind of concern, because you see, if you're not in charge of your life, if you're not participating in destiny, then someone else will create it for you. That's how it's run for the bulk of the populace. And it's not just you who are concerned here. It's your children too. It's for those to come. It's for those who are young at the moment, who are growing up into this rapidly changing planned society. Even the music they're going to hear in 10 years is already planned. I can guarantee you that. Even the dancing and the styles and fashions and so on is already planned. It was the same in the past. You always suit those particular industries for the culture you want to create. Read the ancient Greek authors, the philosophers. They wrote about it then, in their day, and nothing has really changed. It's just more of it today. Every tyrant in history would salivate at the thought of the ability to have an entire continent watching and hearing the same news at the same time by television. Get the same propaganda daily. We are downloaded daily with our programming, our reality. And it used to take incredible propaganda and footwork and people going to doors and making speeches in the street to get anywhere near that. But we're all getting the same downloading per day by the regular established media, the ones who come between the elite and peddle their wares down to us at the bottom. That's why they are the media. They're in the middle. We live by statistics in this world as well. Everything comes down to statistics. The future, we're told, depends on statistics. And they feed the statistics of all your kinds of likes and dislikes and human behavior and preferences and all the rest of it in the computers. And let the computers decide what to do with it, where we would go with it. And they let the computer make the decision. And that's why when you give everything to a computer that is not a human, you see, to make decisions for you, you end up with dysfunction all around you. And yet the ones at the top will try and make it work, no matter how ludicrous it becomes. We saw that with the trends they used in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union, to say never ever, was meant to free the ordinary person, the working person. It collectivized the ordinary person and annihilated individualism. You can't be part of or completely submerged in the collective and be an individual at the same time, because the mob mentality will not allow it. If you look different, dress differently, use different slogans or no slogans at all, they will turn on you. That's how the tribalism basically works. And the ones at the top are experts with archives of history on culture creation. And they know how tribalism works. They can pull anything out of the hat and make it work again. Plato said in his day that anything that humans had been made to do in the past by the dominant minority, the guardian class, could be brought back again at any time if you followed the right formula of introduction. And that is so true. So true. Unfortunately, so true. When you think of music itself, if the human brain hasn't changed by itself, then the child of today should be just as fascinated as a teenager in the time of Strauss or Mozart or someone else. But they're not. They're only brought in to accept the music that's put directly to them, to make them think that they're special, and this is their generation's music, written by old people who are professionals on the whole. But they never clue into this, and it doesn't matter what they make of music, the people will accept it. If there's enough propaganda pushed into them at a specific age and all the other children go along with it, the person who doesn't actually like it would never dare say so. They adopt it subconsciously and act it out subconsciously. As I say, it won't be too long before you find what we already have the old rockers going into homes with dementia, and they play music from the 60s and 70s for them. One day you'll see people going in there and trying to dance to rap music, and that's their generation. This has been brainwashed into them. Just today, on the way out of town, I stopped to pick up a coffee, and a car was bouncing along beside me with massive speakers in it, and the boom, boom, booming was heard miles away, and the guy sitting in the driver's seat hyped as could be. And the stuff that was playing was just utter gibberish, but he didn't know that because he thought it was meant for his age group. And so he's trendy, being part of his age group. He's being part of the mass. He's not being an individual. But if you asked him what he was doing, he would tell you that he's being individualistic. That's the wrong age for individualism. It doesn't happen that way. Adolescents and teenagers want to conform, and the ones at the top know that. And as they're seeking their identity, they always give you one. That's why you all end up doing the same thing, looking the same way, dressing the same way, and behaving the same way. The little terms that you come out with come from dramas that are put on television for you, like Degrassi High and so on. That's how you introduce neologisms, new words, and new phrases into the language. You adopt it very quickly by mimicry, as Charles Galton Darwin says. And that is a trick to submerge the individual, is by overloading them with lots of new words and phrases which they adopt and they mimic. They mimic the behavior. There is nothing new under the sun in all of this. It's just that this stuff I'm telling you about is not taught at school. It's not taught at school because school was not set up to teach you how to think and how to see or hear. School was set up as a standardized system to standardize people into a particular reality for a particular purpose, and that was to be a good producer and taxpayer who would obey all laws that were given to you. Read the speeches of Webster. He was a master orator of the U.S. And in there you'll find him talking about the school system that they were setting up in the 1800s. He will tell you that it was being done to ensure that they would create a system of well-behaved, ordered, obedient people. That's what the education system was being set up for. And it wasn't any different than anywhere else in Europe. They all did it the same way. And particular people went around all the schools internationally to make sure they were set up that way. They were paid by the big bankers who already ran all those countries. And economists know that they must standardize everything, especially the behavior of people, in order to collect all their debts down the road. That's the world we live in. It's a world inside the matrix. Most people, allegorically, are shown as still in that case where they're fed with tubes and so on, and they're dreaming it all. They're dreaming they're at work. They're dreaming they're doing this or that. That's what it symbolized, that you're really a battery that gives off energy that is then used by the system. All allegorical form of a reality. That's what we are. We are work units, producers and consumers. We have a sham in society of how we care about the unfortunate people who are sick or crippled or elderly even. And you can tell how a caring society really cares by the standard of living in which they live. And at the bottom, it's utterly monstrous. You're only of value when you're producing and consuming and paying taxes. That's your purpose in the system. And if you don't do any of that, you'll see how quickly the system will come down on you like a huge hammer. And you'll be a non-person with no rights whatsoever. No rights to anything. They will bring in euthanasia, as you saw in the movie Soylent Green, when you hit a certain age. And they can condition the people that will be normal to do so, to walk into a clinic a certain age and say, yeah, I've had a good life, I've lived a long life, it's time to go and make room. That can be persuaded into people through repetitive propaganda by the right sources and also by educating the children. Look into the book Toward a New Civilization by Mikhail Gorbachev, where he, in that book, tells you that he is an atheist. In the next chapter, he tells you that he and others are creating a new religion for the world based on earth worship. And it must be so, because everyone will serve the planet, you see. The one thing he doesn't tell you is, well, who will be the masters that you serve, because there must be efficiency in a hierarchy. He doesn't deny that, of course, he just doesn't mention it. The hierarchy already exists, and it's the same offspring of the same ones who've ran the world for a long, long, long time. We live in a fool's paradise of gluttony and thrills and fast thrills and very short memories. Memories which are becoming shorter all the time. And it's farcical to see all the sides that pretend they're working for you and opposing all of this, and even trying to bring back Marxism.
Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Hi, folks.
Everybody knows.
Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. Sorry about the last break. I didn't hear any music coming. And that's what happens when you're live, but that's just the way it is. At least we are live and we're not repeating or miming here. And I was just saying before the break that Marxism cannot be revived, even by those who pretend and who are paid to do so, because today you have a superabundance of cheap goods, whereas even youngsters who are unemployed can get a hold of them. And that's intentional for a short time. So even Marxism, as I say, has lost any appeal, and it could never be revived. So why support those groups? I think we have Robbie in Missouri on the line. Are you there, Robbie?
Yes, I am, Alan.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Must be out of step with the transmission.
Yeah.
Okay, I shut it off so I can concentrate. I really appreciate talking to you. I would say to anybody that's listening, I thoroughly enjoyed your books.
Uh-huh.
And I think reading them, I've read them several times, and I'm getting something more each time I go through it.
Yeah.
It is a deprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it takes a little while. Missouri mules are kind of slow, so
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, it kicks you in each time you read them into a higher understanding, then a higher understanding, until your mind hopefully starts working as it should be. Yeah.
Okay. Could you address a little bit about our Creator?
Mm-hmm.
And my personal belief at this point was from a Christian background, and I'm an ex-Mason, and I fully appreciate that satanic idea as an explanation for this web that we're enmeshed in now, that this John Daniels, I think you know from Scarlet and the Beast,
mm-hmm.
He made the argument in his book that the first secret society was created in the Garden of Eden,
mm-hmm.
which is a couple of different metaphors, but
yep.
I can appreciate it going back that far, being that intricate webbed into everything.
Yeah.
And then I'd also just real quick congratulate you on the psychopathocracy insight that you're developing.
Yeah.
The Barnes Review just had a article on psychopathy and history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's
catching on.
Paradigm shift.
Yeah.
The great leaders, aggressive leaders, all of these descriptions you read of people when you say that's antisocial,
mm-hmm.
psychopath in operation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get off.
Okay.
And listen, I really appreciate it, Alan.
Okay. Yeah, as far as creature goes, you see, belief is really an unverifiable experience, or that's why it's called a belief. However, remember that the rule book is given to you in every religion. It's the same rule book. That the kingdom of heaven is in you, and so is the kingdom of hell. And which one will you choose really is the big decision, because you can manifest either in your life and around you. That's what it means. That's what it really means.
Okay.
But that's about it for today. We're up against the time. The clock is running out here. And I'll be back again on Monday with Cutting Through the Matrix. For Hamish and myself, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent